In today's Mishnah, so in the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Megillah, Mishnah begins, Hakol Ksherim Lekrot HaMegillah. Everyone is able to read the Megillah and be moitzi other people in order to fulfill the obligation of other people that are listening in, except for Chutz Mecheresh Shota Vekatan, except for the three individuals we've mentioned previously, they're not considered Bnei Da'at. So the Cheresh is normally defined as a deaf mute, a Shota is an imbecile, and a Katan is a minor. Interesting here, this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi, however, who would even include a cheresh as someone who is just deaf, not a deaf mute, in this context. And why is that? Because he's according to the opinion that by kriyat shema, any time you have a kriya, you have to be able to hear what you're saying in order to fulfill your obligation. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and instead it's like Rabbi Yehuda, the bidyavit, one would still have fulfilled obligation if they didn't hear what they were reading. Let's continue. Rabbi Yossi's machshir, however, bakatan. Rabbi Yossi says that a katan that's reached the age of chinuch, he would be able to also be considered one who can read the Megillah. Let's continue. Inquiry into Megillah, v'lo malin, v'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin. I'll pause here. But what the mission is going to list, as we'll see in the end, is that the time to start, for all these mitzvah we're going to list, to begin, is really from Netzachama, from sunrise. However, if one read already from dawn, that would be valid. That's the closing words of the Mishnah. Let's go through them one by one. First is Kriyat Megillah. The mitzvah is really from the daytime. Why? Because it says v'hayamim ha'ele nizkrim v'nasim. That's what's written, mentioned in the Megillah, that it's these days. So they understand that even though we also read at night, the core mitzvah is really to do in the day. V'lo malin, brit milah, also has to be during the day because it's b'yom hashmini. V'lo tovlim, when it comes to immersing in a mikvah. Also v'lo mazin, this is when we sprinkle in the mechatat on someone who was tamemet. That is because it says b'yom hashlishi, b'yom hashvi'i. Again, reference to the day. V'chen shemer yom keneged yom. This is a woman who has seen a sighting outside the times of the Shema Meid Nida. So the 11 days that could potentially define her as a zava. So the first sighting, she would be considered at that time a shemer yom keneged yom, meaning one day b'tuma. The next day, if she's tahara, she's clean, then that night she would be fine. So the Mishnah is saying she would, on the Tahara day that she's being Shomer, she can immerse already from the morning, meaning immerse in the mikveh and still wait till evening. The Mishnah says, Lo titbol, they should immerse ansha tenetzachama, really until sunrise, as I've already preempted. For kulam sha'asu, all these things. If, however, they perform the mitzvah mishala and murashacha already from dawn, then it would be considered kasher bidyevet, it would still be considered valid. Kati explains that really it's already considered daytime from Amora Shachar, from dawn. However, because of case of doubt, Chachamim always wanted everyone to lechachila to really wait till sunrise so there wouldn't be any doubt whether it's daytime or not. Let's continue. Kol Yom Kasher. The entire day is valid to perform a whole list of mitzvahs we're going to see. First is Kriyat Megillah, because once again, the Paschal is of Amim Ha'ilin Iskarim, it refers to the days. The next one is Halal. The one can recite Halal, for example, or during Chanukah, which we just celebrated. That can be done during the entire day, because it's Yom HaSash Nagilim HaSpechavo. Next is Tkiat Shofar, once again, because it's the reference to Yom, Yom Troy Lechem. Next is Nitilat Lulav, meaning taking the four species on Sukkos. That is, again, the reference is Bayom Harishon. Tfilat Musafim, this is Davening Musaf, Umlu Musafim, the Korbanat Musaf. References to Yom as well in this Pesukim. Well, Levidoi HaParim, this refers to the various Parim, which we've mentioned previously. There's a Parakon Mashiach, meaning a Kohen Gadol. This is a specially anointed one who made a mistake when ruling for himself regarding a mitzvah, the punishable by Karet, and then realized his mistake after violating that prohibition, he would bring a special bull. And that's similar when it comes to Paralim Devashet Tzibur, if Beit Din ruled for the Chokhila. Again, there's a whole Masechta dedicated to that. We'll learn about it in due course. These korban have to be during the day. Ulavidu Maaser, this is a confession in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle that one has separated all the Trumas and Maaser that are required to do so. We learned about that in the previous Seder. Ulavidu Yom Kippur, the video, the confessions of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur that was only done during the day. The Smicha, this is the resting hands of the korban that are required. The Vela Shchita, this is the shechting of korbanot. The Gizeng says, Bayom Zivchachem, it's talking about the day. Lotnufa, this is referring to the waving of the korban omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, because it says b'yom hanifchem et haomer. Lagashah, this is when you have a korban mincha, after you've kmitzah, you bring it close to the mizbeach. A kmitzah is when you take three fingers full from the meal offering and place in a klishar to be offered. Or lakdarah, this is the burning of it. Next is malika, this refers to bird offerings. They wouldn't shecht it like one shechts a normal animal. This is where the means of slaughter, uniquely only in the Beis Hamikdash for a korban, is where it was severed at the back of the neck by using the fingernail of the kohen who's offering it. Or the kabbalah, this is catching the blood in a kli for them to take that blood and cast it on the mizbeach. And la hazaya, this is when certain blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach or on the parochet, etc. And a few more. The Hashgayata Sota, this is referring to a woman who was pre-warned about being in seclusion with another man, and she was witnessed doing so. We'll learn about this in Masechta Sota itself into all the details, but there was a process that was done in the Beis HaMikdash to clarify whether anything actually went wrong. And part of it was she would drink water into which Hashem's name had been wiped out, so that the water from which she was given to drink, that was done also during the day. And this is learned through Gezerah Shavat and the like, to, and all these things, the source psukim either reference exactly the word day or connections through techniques to connect the psukim together. Ulerifata Egel, this refers to Egla Arufa, and this is also we'll learn about in Masechta Sota. This is where a person is found dead on the roadside, and part of the process that is required is that the closest city, an Egla, young calf, was killed by Arifa, by being axed in the back and neck, and as part of the entire ceremony, as we'll learn about in due course. So that was also done during the day. It says she'll be atonement, and so we learn by, like other korbanot, it's treated like another korban, has to be during the day. Also a matzora who's finishing his purification process, that is also done during the day. And those are the Mishnah today.